Listen and repeat. Mi dissi, ci vissi. Again. Mi dissi, ci vissi. Try to remember them as if they were part of a short song or something that rhymes. Let's say them again. Mi, ti, si, ci, vi, si. Mi, ti, si, ci, vi, si are six short words, reflexive pronouns, that you put in front of certain verbs. Most of the time you do that in order to change the meaning of the verb, only slightly. For example, vesto, I dress someone, for example your child. Mi vesto, I'm getting dressed, or I get dressed. For example, mi vesto in fretta, I'm getting dressed in a hurry. Or, sveglio, I wake someone up. Mi sveglio, I wake up. For example, di solito mi sveglio alle 6:30. I usually wake up at 6:30. Or, alzo, I lift something up. Mi alzo, I get up from a chair or from bed in the morning. For example, domani mi alzo alle 5. Tomorrow I'm getting up at 5. Or, vedo, I see. Mi vedo con gli amici, I meet up with friends. Mi vedo con Maria, Francesco, etc. is particularly important because you will be using it all the time. For example, domani mi vedo con Marco. I'm meeting Marco tomorrow. Il sabato mi vedo con gli amici. On Saturdays, I meet up with friends. Very important. Mi, ti, si, ci, vi, si do not literally mean I, you, he, she, etc. in Italian. They usually mean myself, yourself, himself, and so on. But as languages are not a carbon copy of each other, there will be several cases where there is no direct translation into your native language. Don't worry about the literal translation. Just learn mi ti si, ci vi si, and use them with the verb you want to use them with. For example, mi sveglio alle 8. Mi alzo subito. Mi vesto. Mi vedo con gli amici, etc. Compare the two types of verbs. Vedere. Vedo, vedi, vede, vediamo, vedete, vedono. Vedersi, reflexive verb. Mi vedo, ti vedi, si vede, ci vediamo, vi vedete, si vedono. Have you noticed that the verb is conjugated in the exact same way as the verbs you have already seen, just with mi ti si, ci vi si in front of them? The good news is that, as there are hundreds of reflexive verbs in Italian, by learning how to conjugate just one, you learn how to conjugate all of them. Learn one reflexive verb by heart as a template. The best one to learn in terms of frequency of usage is vedersi, to meet up. Mi vedo, ti vedi, si vede, ci vediamo, vi vedete, si vedono. Do you remember how to say at what time or what time? A che ora? And do you remember how to say when, meaning the day or month? Quando? Now, let's have fun with the language and use everything you have seen so far to say meaningful things. Quando ti vedi con gli amici?
Il sabato.
Or, di solito, a che ora ti alzi?
What time do you usually get up?
Di solito mi alzo alle 7.
Or, simply, alle 7.
Di solito, quando ti svegli, ti alzi subito?
Subito means immediately.
Do you usually get up straight away when you wake up?
No, non mi alzo subito.
Or, a che ora ci alziamo domani?
Non so, alle 9?
Or, a che ora ti vedi con Emma?
Alle 7:30.
Very soon you will be able to say much more.
Bravo,
or brava.